And today we've got the latest on that news that the late Ben Chifley has been evicted from his home in Bathurst. We've got an exclusive interview with the 16-vote man, Wayne Goss. We've got the latest on the artist formerly known as Prince, currently known as Idiot. We've got Radio Gladiators, Moment of Truth, and joining us live once again for a chat and a chinwag and a bit of a drink too, it's Judith Lucy. It's all coming up on the show that makes Ben Chifley turn in his grave, no matter where it is, Martin Malloy.
SAFM.
Welcome to Martin Malloy for a Wednesday, people, with myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke, a man whose decision to enrol himself on the Queensland electoral rolls under 16 different false names prompted a congratulatory fax from Premier Wayne Goss this afternoon, Mick Malloy.
And I did it for a dare, Tone.
Good on you. Now, I understand Wayne Goss is going to be talking to us exclusively on the program.
I'm looking forward to that because I'm very excited about actually doing an interview with him.
Oh, well,
should be good.
We'll just see what happens there. But let's turn to another story. It's a bit of a disturbing one, this. Have you been following this claim by... I think he's the Urban Services Minister, some bloke
That's
in the
him.
ACT, Tony Di Domenico. And he wants to dig up former Prime Minister Ben Chifley. He's buried in Bathurst, which I think was his final wish. And he wants to move him to Canberra. I'm not sure what he's up to. I think it's some kind of plan. He wants to get all the Prime Ministers, the late Prime Ministers around the country and move them to Canberra. He's trying to create some sort of dead Prime Minister's Super League, I think.
He's a busy little beaver, isn't he? He's just. What does he want to do? Dig him up and move him around like he's shifting furniture or something?
I think so. And I think, really, if this is his plan... I think if we're going to go with it, it's up to us to do our bit and help him out.
We should chip in?
I think so. I think we should find some people who can actually do the job on his behalf. Pass over the phone, Mick Malloy, because I've got the Yellow Pages here. And I found this company called Executive Relocations.
Yeah.
Sounds like a job for them, doesn't it?
Sounds like just what we're looking for, Tone.
Well, that's the premise for this thin piece of comedy anyway. But here we go. Bit of dialing, as always. And let's see.
Good afternoon, Executive Relocations. This is Lorraine Conley.
Hello, Lorraine. This is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling from the Martin Malloy radio program.
Yes.
And we've got a bit of executive relocation work we'd like you to take on. Are we speaking to the right people here?
Yes, you are. What's this about?
Could you move someone from, say, Bathurst to Canberra? Would that be an easy job for you?
Well, we have an associate in Canberra who would be the appropriate person to look after that for you.
Right, we're just trying to get an indication of how this kind of arrangement works. We're talking about a former chief executive of Australia, in fact, the late Ben Chifley.
Right.
Have you heard about these plans by Tony Di Domenico to dig him up and ship him off to Canberra? I think he wants to get him installed in a glass case so that kiddies can have their photo taken with him, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, no, look, we really can't help you with that.
Really? You can't do
we like live. We prefer live clients.
But surely this would be an easy job in that case. Just bung him in, you know, a few post packs and get
Who
him down.
It?
Couldn't you just put him to the roof of the car with a couple of Oca straps? And I mean, you know, well, we'll pay the petrol.
No. You've misunderstood the service that we provide.
Oh, look, I'm looking at your ad in the Yellow Pages. It says orientation, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously he's going to be a bit disoriented when he gets to Canberra. He's been bunking down for quite a while.
Couldn't we just throw him in the boot of someone's car? I mean, you know, this doesn't have to be a problem.
Obviously, you guys wouldn't have to do the actual digging up.
And no.
We're thinking of getting whoever it was who dug up John Howard to take this job on. And once we get him to Canberra, you know, it's not necessarily a case of reinstalling him in the ground anyway. We're just thinking of propping him up in the Senate. We think he'd fit right in.
Interesting. Look, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid we'd have to charge you so much money that it wouldn't be worth it to you.
Oh, I'm sure we could raise the money.
What about a timeshare thing? Couldn't we dig someone else up in Canberra and move their body to Bathurst and we could just slide into that spot?
Well, maybe you could. What's the program you represent here?
It's called Martin Malloy. Haven't you heard it, Lorraine?
No, I'm not Lorraine either. I'm Maureen.
Oh, sorry. I'm from Japan. You haven't heard the program?
No, I'm afraid I haven't, Martin.
Oh, you got that right. He can't get your name right, but you managed to get his right, Lorraine.
That's right.
Thanks for your help and we'll see you next time. Hello.
Martin Malloy, and Mick just seems to have popped out. I'm not sure where he's gone, but that's actually quite good because he was scheduled to do one of his rather lame celebrity corner segments at this point of the program. I've not been happy with the celebrity corner segment, and while he's out, I might take this opportunity to launch my rival segment, Tony Martin's Celebrity Spotlight. Thank you, the Gracie Pops Orchestra. Quite an improvement on that rinky-dink piano music you turn on for Mick Malloy. But Queensland Premier Wayne Goss has been returned to power by the slimmest of margins, 16 votes to be exact. We've got him on the phone now. Mr. Goss, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Tony. An absolute pleasure to be on your Celebrity Spotlight. May I say a vast improvement on Mick's Celebrity Corner, which I believe was nearly as ill-conceived as our election campaign.
Wayne, congratulations. You're back in government.
Who's a lucky boy, then? Wayne is... Yes, I'm very excited, Tony. I have to keep pinching myself to remind me it's actually happening. Watch, I'll do it now. Ouch! Oh, that really hurt.
Mr. Goss, the Queensland voters, they really gave you a kick in the pants.
Yes, they did. And I'd like everyone who lives in Queensland to know I've got the message loud and clear. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to kick myself in the pants. Here goes. Oh! Ow, that really hurt too. I think I've bruised my bottom.
Now, would you have stayed on as leader of the opposition if you'd lost the election?
No, I probably would have pursued some of my other interests.
Such as?
Oh, looking sheepish, feeling like a bit of a dick, providing voices for some of the Muppets, that kind of thing.
Now, was it the official margin? Let's see, was it 16 votes?
No, the official margin was... Oh, let me see, I think I've got it here. Yes, the official margin was a bee's dick.
So you've won by a bee's dick.
That's right, Tony, a bee's dick. And not a particularly well-endowed bee either. Even in bee circles, this particular bee is often the butt of other bees' jokes. You know, it's called tiny needle dick.
Right.
Around the hive, it's known as a bit of a John Wayne Bobbitt bee.
Mr. Goss, how do you explain the massive voter backlash against you and your government?
Tony, the voters were angry, and they came down on me like a ton of bricks. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to drop a ton of bricks on myself. Do you mind?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I think I deserve that.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Goss. And just out of interest, where did you get those bricks?
They all came from my pants, Tony. Oh, here comes another one now. False alarm.